Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, you and I both know that if you're from the southern half of the country, barbecue is in your blood. And y'all have taken that to a whole new level and have started the Commissioner's Barbecue Cup Cook-Off at the State Farmers Market, and that happened recently.
You're right. It was the fifth year that we've done that, probably one of our largest crowds, nearly 50 teams competing. I think it was 47. And just a fun day. It was a forecast of rain, and I recall that it waited until the event was over. So even Mother Nature cooperated. Easter Bunny was there, so I guess Easter Bunny likes barbecue, I reckon. But just an event that we do to highlight the pork industry in South Carolina, get people out to the farmers market, bring in a lot of support, and all same time support the Harvest Hope Food Pantry.
Now, you would think that being in the heart of South Carolina, where Columbia is, of course, that most of the entrants and or winners would be South Carolinians. Most were, but you had a few outsiders as well.
Yeah, I think some folks came from neighboring states, North Carolina and Georgia. You know, when an event like that gets a good reputation, I believe the teams will come from a little farther away to be a part of it. We get great compliments from the team members. Blanche and I went up Saturday afternoon and walked and talked, and they were all very complimentary of the way that we put this on and the people there. They were enjoying the music. They obviously enjoyed the barbecue, food trucks, antique tractors, and just a great family outing there at the State Farmers Market.
Absolutely. And the people that attend, not only do they get to taste the barbecue that's in competition, but they get to participate in other ways as well.
Yeah, that's a great part of it. People vote for the people's choice with their taste buds, so that's a very popular way to get everybody engaged. The winner was Smoking Gringos from Goose Creek, and I don't know that I got to their place, so apparently enough people did, and they really enjoyed it. Tell you one thing, the state winner out there was Creek Mill Barbecue from really the other side of Orangeburg County from me. I was tickled that they won because they were as excited as anybody to win anything I've ever seen, and I don't know, must have been 7 or 8 of them that came up together for the trophy and the check, and it was just really fun to see their excitement because it really says to our staff, the department, we've done a good job, people are excited about it, and really excited to win.
And you know, these people really put their heart and soul into cooking barbecue. They don't just show up at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning and hope for the best. They put days of preparation into it.
Well, the thing is, the judging is done by the Southern Barbecue Network, and when it's over, all of the teams come up to get their judging sheets so that they know where they fell short, where they did well, so that I talked to a few that said they did 8 to 9 of these types of events per year. So they all want to compete and win, and as you said, they put a lot of effort into it. I put a lot of effort into it, too. I had to eat a good 20 samples of barbecue, and, you know, it was that was a lot of work.
That's tough work there.
Really fun day. It really was.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.